This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Health officials want Colorado pediatricians to watch for respiratory infections caused by bacteria that can become walking pneumonia. Infections spread through respiratory droplets are usually mild. The symptoms resemble those of a chest cold, but may include fever, cough, and sore throat, which can develop into more severe walking pneumonia. The infection can be treated with antibiotics. The CDC suggests seeking medical care if you or your child has persistent or worsening symptoms of possible infection, like wheezing or difficulty breathing. Researchers in Colorado hope to cure blindness. They're developing a way to transplant the human eye. The University of Colorado will get $46 million to advance the procedure. Dr. Kia Washington is the project leader. She says the biggest challenge is reattaching and regenerating the optic nerve.
The optic nerve is the nerve primarily responsible for vision, and this is the nerve that you have to sever and then sew together between the donor and recipient. You know, there's so many other details as well with the actual surgical procedure, with getting the eye to move again.
Dr. Washington says another big challenge is making sure the body's immune system doesn't reject the transplanted eye. This is CPR News and KRCC. Mostly clear skies in the Front Range this morning. Denver and Colorado Springs will have highs hovering around the 60s. And tomorrow, there will be a chance of snow.